Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Friday, I am thinking about Christmas, 1 week away. The best present I ever received was when I was 7 years old. It was Fort Apache, complete with toy soldiers and Native Americans. I don't know if you could do Native American toys anymore. Certainly not in Cleveland. All right, it's not politically correct or something. You could do the army soldiers, but Indians, I don't know. Anyway, I remember very vividly, 7 years old, I came down the stairs in my tiny home. I had the upstairs bedroom really early because I was excited about Santa, I believed, at age seven. And I just sat on the stairs. I looked at the tree, and there was my Fort Apache all set up with the soldiers on the inside and the Native American warriors on the outside. And it was just, I was thrilled. I'll never forget that. So it's really good, I think, for all of us to think back on Christmas's past and moments that happened in certain Christmases. It lifts our spirits because your life is precious, not because you're breathing, but because of what happened. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.